The second production of the Theater Squared season, 4,000 Miles, opened last weekend and will continue with more performances beginning tomorrow night and running through October 13th. The play, written by Amy Herzog, won the 2012 Obie Award for Best New American Play and was a finalist for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize. The script has at its heart the relationship between a young man, Leo, and his 91-year-old grandmother, Vera. Leo has experienced a terrible loss during a cross-country bike trip, and he's come to his grandmother's apartment in New York City. Last night, two of the cast members, Susan Greenhill and Michael Holding, participated in a discussion with me about the play at the Fayetteville Public Library. Robert Ford, the artistic director of Theater Squared, was also on hand. Both actors are making their Theater Squared debut. I asked Susan last night about playing a 91-year-old character on stage, a character far older than the actor.
To play 91, I observed, I observed my folks very carefully and thought about which aspects I would bring in for Vera. So my dad has a particular spine thing that affects the way he walks. So I thought that Vera would do that. My mom has a particular way of getting up and out of a chair and down. And so all these things are kind of particular to me that I've taken from people who are very much I'm involved with in the whole aging process. And so, and then I relied on Shauna and other two, you know, tone it down a little, make it a little more specific, see who needed what, where. But there's also a kind of, depending on what you're wearing, can determine an awful lot. So I kind of knew what clothing they should put me in.
Leo, this play rises or falls with the relationship that you have. I called you Leo, but it rises and falls with the relationship Leo has with his grandmother. What was it like the first time the two of you who knew you'd be spending so much stage time together, the first time you met, was it upon your arrival here?
First time we met was at the read-through.
Yeah.
And then, when we did the read-through together, the first read-through, the first rehearsal, kind of perfect, I thought. I was just like, this moment's perfect. I think this our rapport already is kind of in place a little bit. And so it just kind of it worked out really well.
And it's just funny that kind of, for me, oh, hi, nice to meet you. You're my grandson. I love you deeply. Or, hi, you're my husband. I hate you. You know?
Well, the next day, we went to the gym together, didn't we?
Yeah.
The next day.
Yeah.
Spent some grandson time at the gym.
Mm-hmm. And I would go into the gym to say, oh, your grandson's been here. Or, when's he coming? And it's not like we arranged to go together. We just found ourselves there. So we've bonded over the Stairmasters.
We're going to hear a scene, right? I'd say a sneak preview, but it's already open, but we can, for the people who haven't seen it yet, it's a preview. What scene will we see or hear?
Well, we're going to see hear a little bit from the second scene of the play. So the first scene, we see his Leo's arrival at his grandmother's West Village apartment in the wee hours of the morning. And then this is the next day, I think.
Morning
and
after.
We're cutting into the scene a little bit. So just to kind of give you a flavor of how their relationship is developing. But it's very early on. One of the great things about this play is that this playwright is she understands what can be done visually, and there are a couple of visual jokes, and one of them involves, and I think, I'm not sure they can say this word on the air,
well,
a box of male prophylactics, which Vera is going to refer to very early on when she holds up this box and says something about them, and then we're going to go on with the scene. So we'll We're not going to the end of the scene. I'm just going to take a little bit out of the middle.
You drank coffee?
Oh, yeah, I'd love some.
Oh, I'm glad to see you carry those and surprised they weren't opened. Mm. I thought you'd probably take it black.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Me too. That's how I like it. Oh. Tell me if that's completely thawed.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few of those free a month or two ago at the senior center. Some event, they were had a buffet table, and at the end, they were going to throw it all away, which I do not agree with. And it's lucky I thought to freeze them, because otherwise I would have had to go out and get you something, and I really wasn't feeling completely up to it. Oh, some days I'm myself. Some days my head really isn't right, and my balance, it's really disgusting.
Have you had it checked out?
What? Oh, sure, they're all useless. They just tell me I'm old, and I knew that already. I knew you were sleeping well, because you didn't wake up when I brought your, what do you call it, out of your room, moaning and groaning. That thing must weigh 100 pounds.
Nah, about 20.
Is that all?
Well, it's one of four bags. Total weight's about, 50.
You keep all that on your bicycle, 50 pounds?
Yep.
And you keep all that on your bicycle?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't that make it a lot harder?
Yes. Yeah. That's a yes. Yeah.
And you camp at night, is that it?
Yeah, usually. Sometimes I'd meet someone and be invited to crash.
You ever meet anyone really peculiar?
What do you mean?
Well, like, I don't know, some crackpot who wanted something weird from you in exchange for a place to stay or whatever.
Like,
I don't know, something sexual.
What?
Well, I would think on the road like that by yourself, you'd meet all kinds of people.
Yeah, I did meet all kinds of people. None of them required sexual favors from me, no.
Well, if you were a woman, it probably would have been different. You probably would have run into all kinds of things.
I know
like
a lot
that.
Of women who travel alone. Beck has done a lot of traveling.
Rebecca, well, all right, if you're built like that, but I mean a small.
So I find if you approach people with love and trust, you can count on getting the same things back from them.
Michael Holding and Susan Greenhill with a snippet from the play 4,000 Miles, written by Amy Herzog. Michael is from Chicago, Susan is from New York City, and they are the leads in the current production of Theater Squared staging of Herzog's play 4,000 Miles. We heard excerpts from a panel discussion last night at the Fayetteville Public Library that was devoted to the play. We also heard the voice of Bob Ford, the artistic director of Theater Squared. 4,000 Miles will have productions again this weekend, beginning tomorrow night and running through Sunday evening, and again Thursday through Sunday, the weekend that ends October 13th. You can find tickets and learn much more at theater2.org.